Yo, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to Mr. Money TV live on Thursday night, and this is Mr. Money.
Yo, Mr. Money Peter, and this is Frankie. Nice to see you guys again on the Thursday night.
Yeah, and right in between us is a young chap. Yeah, you all can see his handsome face here if you're watching this via video. But if not, he's a special guest today. His name is Patrick. A very well-known person, especially within our office, because he edits our video for us.
Mm. So, everyone's like thinking, who is he?
Yeah. So why is he here? Is because today's episode, we are going to talk about the mistakes that we make in our 20. Money mistakes specifically, right? Mm. And we thought about it, me and Frankie, we thought about it. We were like, hey, you know, some of the mistakes that we made is during our generation when, you know, there's like,
yeah, different
close
era,
to close right. to 20 years ago already, right, when we stepped into 20s.
Not so long ago.
I mean, 37 year old, so 20 years, 17 years. Yeah. Yeah, when we first stepped in our 20s. Mm. Yeah, so 7 years past our 20s right now. So we thought of bringing someone who is much more relevant to you guys as well, so that you can ask us some questions along the way. Yeah. And he can also share his experience with us. So Patrick, why not introduce yourself?
Hi guys, so I'm Patrick. I'm currently 34 years old. I'm the editor of 24. So I'm the representation of the 20 plus years old here, so I can give the opinions of what the 20 year old people are thinking, at least like me.
So Patrick, this is your first time on screen, right?
Yeah, this is my first time on screen.
Yeah, how are you feeling joining us in a podcast for the first time?
Very kanchong, a bit. It's the first time.
I see. Yeah. So I understand that you actually watch our content before you even join us. Right. How long have you been consuming our content?
I started watching the channel for 1 year, 1 year ago. And I feel that the information there is, it helps me personally. So, and I'm also finding jobs that time. So I just applied the jobs and luckily I just, I got into the company.
Right. The first part you say, because you're working for us, right?
He doesn't dare to say anything wrong.
He doesn't say anything wrong. Eh? Yeah. So, so after watching our channel, did it change the way you manage money?
Yeah. It does. It does.
You, I find it hard to trust what he say also to a certain extent.
really.
But yeah, let's go with it. Yeah, he had a lot of pressure, right? Yeah, okay, anyway. Yes, how did it help you and how did it help you?
I think at first is the increase in knowledge, because I feel that I feel people in 20 plus years old, they don't know what they don't know. I don't know how, let's say I want to buy an Activa car. I don't know how much it costs, or actually I can just Google it, but the procedure of it, I don't really know.
Right.
And how long I can pull the years of loan, then how much I can pay per month, something like that.
Right.
People don't know what they don't know.
I see.
Your videos on the internet, it helps people to at least understanding it without going to, let's say, the Perodua shop. And understanding it on the spot.
Wow, thank you. No pay increase, you know.
but just curious, right? Before you join us, because you say you learn a lot from the content and stuff like that. Yep. But before you discover this channel, how did you manage your money? Like, you probably get allowance from your parents and whatnot, right? So how do you manage the money? You just spend everything away, or do you keep a portion for emergency? How?
I think, okay, so I'm just speaking from my personal experience. So I study in Sunway Uni. So my parents will give me allowance. They pay for my rent and all. Mm-hmm. And also, so I try to keep a portion of it to spend. And also some of the money to do it as savings. So in my uni year, I also do Foodpanda, because I know my lifestyle cannot... My allowance doesn't support my lifestyle. So I work in Foodpanda as rider. So at the time, then I get a certain amount of money. Then I aga know, okay, this amount of money can support my lifestyle. I can go to play a little bit more.
Something
like that.
Right. So just curious, by the time you finish your uni, how much did you have in savings?
By the time I graduated, I have around 6K.
Oh, wow, wow, not bad.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad. Wow, you did better than me. By the time I graduated, I only had like $300.
Not bad also. It wasn't zero.
I think that's different because I don't have any commitment. And also, I earn about 2 to 3K part-time in Foodpanda Rider. And that time, it was at the peak of like COVID. So that time, Foodpanda Riders, they earn quite a lot.
Right,
I was a part of the gang.
Okay,
so
interesting.
And I don't need to pay for anything.
Right.
So that money, I just put it, save it, and spend a little. So that's why I get to spend it. I'm quite lucky. Yeah.
So do you think that you manage your money well, or if you manage better, you could have saved even more? What are your thoughts?
I think it's a strike of balance between how you view money. At the time, I was 20, 21 years old. I wanted to hang out more. I want to, you know, get to know girls, you know.
Very honest.
Buy some gifts and also play some online games there, buy some battle pass, you know.
So I
spend quite a lot also.
Right.
But I also know that if I spend all of it, then I cannot go out with girls next month.
See, okay, at least it's more human.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are some university student where we talk to lately, it's like, like they're just talking about earning money, isn't it? At least you talk about girls, you know. Yeah, I mean, if you're a girl, then you talk about boys, lah. Yeah. Okay, it's not nothing to do with gender, but it's just more about that years of our life, right? Yeah. Now, nonetheless, I think since you talked about it, like, what do you spend on? Can you share a little bit, Frankie? Maybe let's start, right?
Okay, now go to
what,
the old guy.
What was it that you spent the most in your 20s?
Oh, the thing is, well, you know, I'm the kind of person who don't spend money, right?
Yeah, and not much.
Yeah, not much money. I probably spend the most on traveling during my uni days. But don't think of it, wow, travel, must spend a lot of money on those stuff, right? No. So the thing is, when you are studying overseas, in the Europe especially, they have this thing called Ryanair.
Super cheap.
Ryanair flight, right, can be zero pounds per flight, right? And it is not like there is some gimmick to say, oh, it's zero, but then there are a lot of fees behind it. When they say zero, sometimes it's really zero. And so you just fly. And then, because I was in uni, so I make friends from people from different countries. So what I do is, when I go there, then I stay in people's house and whatnot. So it was a really budget, backpack-style kind of traveling. But if you ask me what I spent the most, probably that one, during my 20s.
Oh, okay. Then, so that was a uni time, right?
Uni time.
Yeah, not the working time, right? Yeah, for me, my uni time, my allowance wasn't much because my mom would give me another like 50 to maybe 200 ringgit sometimes, PTPTN, I have an extra of 300 to 400 ringgit a month. So there wasn't much to spend. So basically, at the moment you finish mama, everything, all you're done with your money. Nothing luxurious. But I was quite lucky. My mom bought me a DSLR camera. So I used that camera to do some part-time and take photos to make money.
Yeah.
What kind of photos?
Wedding photo, like family photo, whatever. Yeah, so that's when I picked up camera skills. That's why when I started Mr. Money, that actually helped. Yes, that's right. Yeah. So that was during my uni days. But I think more exciting is at the moment you graduate, right? Yeah. So I don't think for me there was much money mistakes during uni because not much of resources to make that much of mistakes anyway.
Right.
Yeah. So I think maybe both of us can share a little bit and then you can also chip in and what are your thoughts about it as well and maybe some of the questions that you have.
Yeah.
Right? From working all the way until 30.
Yes. From 20 to 30.
What is the most dumb financial purchase you made?
Well, I'm really careful with my money. So the dumb money that I spend are usually on dumb investment decisions.
Right.
Because in terms of things that I buy, so the physical stuff, right? I didn't have a car until... I didn't have a car under my name until I was married.
Yes,
so
I remember that.
I was driving family car. The first house that I bought wasn't for myself. I rented it out. So again, I spent money, but I didn't get to enjoy the thing. Generally, I'm very careful with money. And this has got something to do with something happened during my childhood. Wow, so suddenly have to go back.
Oh, wow. Suddenly rally here, Frankie talk about childhood.
Yeah,
let's suddenly, listen to
yeah,
this, man.
Suddenly have to go back to before 20. In fact, I was 10 years old. So I didn't come from a well-to-do family. Ma. So sometimes parents struggle a bit to put food on the table. So, but I remember, right, when I was 10 years old, my parents suddenly gave me a present, a gift. And when I got a gift and I opened it up, right, oh, it was an electronic dictionary.
Oh, wow.
This is in the 90s, you know. And wow. The 90s electronic dictionary is super expensive.
Yeah.
And I was staying like in a very, not a very nice house, didn't have nice food and whatnot. Wow, but suddenly there's this, right? So my parents told me, this is for you to study. So study hard, be a good boy, don't play, and just make sure you finish your homework. You know, that kind of stuff. So I use it to do my homework. So do very well, right? So there was one time teacher asked me to do Bina Ayat. So the words come out, I didn't know what's the meaning. I searched on the dictionary, then I Bina Ayat, then I pass up to teacher. Teacher was very angry. Hey, this word is not what it means. I said, cannot be teacher. I checked from dictionary. One. Then the teacher was like, I don't believe God dictionary will tell you this kind of meaning. Then I'm like, teacher, sure, I'm not lying. Show me proof. So the next day, I took the dictionary to school. I showed the teacher. Teacher, you see? The dictionary say like this. Then the teacher, oh, really? Oh, sorry. But let me tell you, the real meaning is this one. So please go and make
wait, what was the...
Okay, wait. So...
Okay.
So I brought the dictionary to school, the expensive dictionary to school. After that, it's recess time, go and play whatnot, right? When I came back, the dictionary got lost.
Oh! Yeah.
Then, that's like the most expensive thing to a 10-year-old boy. And parents worked so hard for that dictionary for me, right? So I cried for a couple of days. And from that day onwards, right, I told myself I must never ever spend money or waste money.
Oh.
Yeah. So from that point onwards, I was very careful with my money expenses. Man. Yeah.
Wow.
So it was a habit built that time onwards. So to ask me what mistakes I made in my 20s, right? And because from that incident, I'm so careful with money. So every decision before I make, I really thought through it whether I want to spend it or not. Yeah. So that is the reason why I couldn't really pinpoint what is the
right.
big mistake that I have.
Yes, I have to say that Frankie is one who barely made like stupid
bad purchases
kind of thing. Chase. Yeah, yeah. In my whole life of knowing him. but by the time I know his family quite rich already. Yeah, so what the story the last time he told was during high school time, the mother bought a house right opposite school to let him shower so they can rest in between.
It was an investment.
Yeah, that was how far the family has come, right? But he did come from not a very rich family in the early days. Yeah. But you did make some interesting financial mistake, but in terms of investment, right? Yeah, you want to... but before that, what was the word that came out in the dictionary? I'm really curious.
I can't remember, D-Law. This is 10 years old now. I'm 37. 27 years ago. How can I remember that word, right?
I thought it would be like... Some bad word or something like that, right?
Probably. I don't know. I can't remember.
Saya bawa pu. Okay.
So the teachers also ask, hey, what's actually is this? Like, is it that common that the digital dictionary...
Digital dictionary was quite common already. Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. So, you did make a very interesting mistake, right?
Mm.
Yeah, you want to share that? Mistake?
Yeah, okay. So I'm an accounting and finance grad. Ma. And then I've been looking at numbers, can say my whole life, right? So I thought I was very good at investment, right? Then I think every day buying stock, right? Too slow. So I started to get greedy. And in the stock market, how to get greedy? Like, you start to look at derivative products. Like structured warrants, that kind of stuff. Knowing that it is higher risk, but also higher return. Oh, never mind. It's calculated risk because I know how to calculate. Long story short, at the end of the day, I put almost everything. I even borrowed money from my parents to say, this one sure jalan, man. You trust me, you put money inside. So even parents' money were inside. This is like six figures number. La. At the end of the day, I lost everything. When I cash out, right, I left four digits only.
Right. Yeah,
so that was the worst financial mistake I made in my life.
Yeah. Mm. So you only lost two things.
A dictionary
and money in derivatives.
And money in derivatives.
And your family's trust.
Yeah, correct.
Wow, this guy very good in trolling.
That's true. Because after that day, my parents basically took back all the investments and they managed it themselves. And they said, you want to invest? You invest your own money even though you are a banker.
Don't touch my money anymore.
But it was just that one mistake. That's the biggest mistake. But most of the performance after that was better. But nonetheless, no more trust lah.
Yeah. This reminds me of one interview that we recently did with a trader. Mm. So he said in his first experience when he was managing his friend's money, he lost the money because he did not follow his system. And ultimately, until today, 20 years down the road, he owns a prop firm. He's a well-known guy in the market, really making a lot of money in trading. But until today, his friends don't talk to him anymore.
Oh, his friend's money.
Yeah. The episode will be released soon. Mm. Yeah. For those of you who are interested to watch it, yeah, do click the subscribe button on Mr. Money TV and the FAQ show and our other channels as well. Mm. Yeah. Where we'll share the video soon, right? Mm. You can hear how is it like working as a full-time trader. Now, nonetheless, let's go back to your mistake, right? Do you have any questions about it? Do you feel greedy sometimes? Like now you just started working, right? Do you invest and do you have that moment where you're like, oh, I'm going to go all in and then take more risks than you're supposed to?
I think this depends on the person itself. Like for me, because I was quite privileged that whenever I need something, I have a savings behind. So let's say I want to buy the latest games or I want to buy AirPods, something like that. I have savings, so but when I don't have a savings, I know certain that this thing I confirm cannot buy already. That, then it doesn't cross my mind.
Oh, so you also never make financial mistake,
or
no?
Oh, got lah. But I would say I have two really bad, like now I think about it lah. I have two really bad financial decisions. First is when I was in Form 1, I remember that time GTA 5 just came out. So that time I used my entire savings to just buy GTA 5. I asked my friend to buy GTA 5. And it actually didn't affect me because my parents give me allowance. But now I think back, it's really quite dumb because I used entire savings to buy a game.
But these days, do you make any weird, like over your past 4 years as a 20-year-old man, 20 plus year old man, do you make any significant financial mistakes?
Yeah. Go one is similar to the story of you mentioned just now. I have a friend who just started trading Forex. Then he was offering some support that if you join my group a little bit, then you give me a certain amount of money, I help you manage it, then I'll give you a certain returns per week like that.
Right.
And he was giving a quite high amount of percentage. So at the time I was greedy, and at the time I was doing Foodpanda also. So I have I take out like half of the money to just let him manage. And after 1 week, he just lost it all.
How much was it?
I think around 3K like that.
3K like that? Yeah, oh, 3K like do you still talk to your friend?
I never talk to him really.
Today he's probably watching this, right?
Yeah,
he just told my story. Yeah.
But he became very successful, apparently.
Oh, yeah. It's either one, you need to lose other people money, or you can be successful. Yeah,
tuition fee.
It's either one. Yeah. So I got a similar story as yours. If you're talking about losing things, I remember when I was standard 6. My mom bought me a Game Boy, and my family really no money. It's because I had a friend who upgrading his Game Boy. Then he said, I sell to you. It was a yellow Game Boy. I still remember. Maybe that's why Mr. Money TV logo is yellow. You know,
until
today.
Remember until
I put it in the bag and it went missing. But then I cried as usual, right? But I think the only difference between me and you was I didn't kind of get the same lesson as you.
So you continue to buy people's
instead,
Game Boy.
I just cry. And I cry until my mother decided she's going to fuck out more money to buy another Game Boy for me. So I was quite an idiot, son. Right. My mom was a wonderful mother. My mom's still a wonderful mother. Wow. Yeah, she has been giving me time lately, and I'm a very ungrateful bastard, I would say. Yeah. And I think in my 20s, I think for myself, la, the biggest money that I spend on. I think you know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's not just one. Mm. I spend a lot on cars. Yeah, so let me tell you the car story. Mm. Yeah, so that's why I decided to start later, because if not, I feel like you were very wise. I'm like...
Same horoscope, man.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh.
This horoscope is like this.
Yes. Okay, no wonder I'm a bit stupid. But anyway, when it comes to car, it was like that. When I first started working, my first year, I had a kanchil then, but the aircon, you know, kanchil very weak, then weather is very hot. Then after that, I joined insurance, I was doing sales. You travel around with the car being so hot, you sweat like crazy, right? I still remember my manager once used my car, top on my car, go meeting. Wow, at the end of the day, he was just sweating like hell, right? Then he would, this became one of the stories that he shared lah. Next time, then only I knew lah. Anyway, the point is this. Then about time already, I was earning about 3K plus 4K. So I thought, time to change a car. Insurance ma, takai you always drive kanchu, right? Need to change your car. So I recall that time, right? I was thinking what car to buy. Then my seniors were telling me, at least get a Vios, because your income is going to increase significantly based on the projection. By next year, you should be looking at about 7K, 8K. So Vios is steady enough, fit for a fresh grad, and not too show-offy also, but steady enough.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, fair advice.
I would
do that.
Fair, right? Yeah. So what did I do is that after thinking for very long, I feel like I'm very scared. I don't dare pay for Vios because the installment would come up to about 1,000 ringgit. Yeah, at least 1,000 ringgit. So I decided to buy a Myvi, and I buy the cheapest Myvi manual, and I only pay 400 ringgit a month.
That's a good decision.
Good decision, right? Yes. Yeah, fantastic
this
decision.
This part of story, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, because I only know the later part.
So, after a year plus, my income went up to 7,000 like that. A little bit more, I was nearing 10K. 10K, you want to recruit people, you drive my V, where can? And then because I took a 9-year loan. So now if I sell, the car is not worth the money and no one wants to buy manual anymore.
Yep.
Right, so I'm losing, even though it's my V, I'm losing quite a bit just by selling, right? So, okay, I thought about it, think, maybe should I change car? Okay, I decided I'm going to change. But since 400 is not much, this will be my second car. So I bought a Peugeot. Because Peugeot gave me a discount and I bought 100 over 1,000 car at the point, 110 or 112, something like
that. So now you're servicing two cars already.
Yes, but 400 plus this one. So, but this one, 1,000 over, lo, I pay every month. But 9 years, man. And this was the car that I sold when you watch my video, right? No. What happened was 3 months down the road, that time it was managed by NASA, they gave a super discount. From that day onwards, the car was 40,000 discount, 68,000 ringgit for new car. So it became impossible for me to sell that car. Right? Worked for another 2 years, 3 years, like that. I was doing well again, right? Now 1,000 over a month, not much. By then, you're really, really thinking about recruiting new agents and people keep telling you, Peter, ayo, you must drive a BM, if you're a recruit, how can you be like that, right? And I recall at the point, I also had a few friends who actually told me they joined another insurance agency. And when I ask them why, they say the guy drove a BM to come and find me, or that guy drove a Merc. They ask me, hey, insurance can do one. The guy like very successful and drive a BM. So you see how the insurance agent changed car, not our fault. So it's because you all, okay? You all really think like that one. Yeah. That's true. Imagine you want to recruit, right? You tell a friend, right? You tell until mouth also dry already, tomorrow you come, you know, I think I want to join insurance. Wow, you thought your script worked, right? Bloody hell, the flat tell you, the day one guy come and find me, he drive a Merc. Then you're like, you are cursed in your heart, lah, right? Yeah. So, okay. So, when that point happened, I thought, okay, lah, I think I should buy a BM, lah, for the... But I cannot sell my Peugeot.
And my V.
And my V.
Oh, both also never sell.
Never sell.
No.
So, I took a BMW and one part of paying for three cars.
Woo!
Whoa.
Yes. Yeah.
Installment, how much your BM?
3,000 plus.
Whoa. 3,000 plus
one to four,
about
4K plus. Yeah, so 3K plus, another 1K plus, another 400. I was paying about 5K per month for car. Yeah, plus maintenance. So about 5K per month for car. That was a very, very, very bad mistake. Later, you all know the story. I sold the BMW. I sold my Myvi. Because MyVie, the good thing is after a while, when the price is about there,
the second-hand value is
the second-hand value right? stay there. Although it's once you pass about 4 years, 5 years, the price just stays even though it's a manual car. So I managed to sell it off quite fast. The Peugeot took me a while. I sold it myself. And now I drive an Activa. Yeah, so I'm very happy that right now the Activa bought my cash. Just happily got it. So that was the worst mistake. So the point I want to say is this.
Don't
simply say. Insurance made me the money that I made. Insurance also taught me how to deal with people and explain the things I explained today. Right, if not, it wouldn't have been like that. Yeah. So now, nonetheless, the point I want to make is this. If you ever think about buying a car, think carefully what car you want to buy. If you are like me at that, you will think about it and then eventually you will be able to afford it and you know you will... Like for me, it was a career thing, right? I had to attract people. Go for the best investment. I thought about it, right? Actually, at the point, right? The best decision would have been either I buy a Vios or City, that car, right? Or waited for another year, straight away go for a Honda Civic or something like that. That would be, you know? Yeah. Or either just wait throughout, just get a BM.
Yeah.
Don't do transition stuff. Don't think of car as I buy this first, then slowly upgrade like that. It will work for enjoyment purposes, but financially, it may not be the best. I know there are some people who are very good at that, especially those who play old cars. Like they buy Lancer, buy the Skyline, that kind. Yeah, yes, they can buy this kind of old car, they fix it, then they can sell it at even higher price. I've seen that. But that car also don't attract recruitment.
That one's hobby already.
Correct. So it comes down to yourself. So that was an ultimate mistake, right? So you think about it, I probably spend easily less than half, probably $300,000 to $400,000 on cars, right? $300,000 to $400,000 on cars, which I could have just drove a Porsche by now.
Actually, if you bought a City, would it straight away just can use it for very long time?
If you bought a City, I think you will still be driving the City today.
Yes, or either I would have drove the City for 3 to 5 years, and I would have sell it at a reasonable price that doesn't cost me lose so much, and I would have just changed to a BM. I wouldn't be so xiong also. The key was, it was a. The used brand, that time, that management, they really screw up the brand. Yeah. So, I mean, imagine, you know, new car, when I buy 110, by the time 3 months down the road, became 68. That's crazy, right?
Luck is not on your side also,
Luck is not on my side, lah. It became, actually, I calculated the worst that it can drop, right, was 20%. New car dropped by 40%.
Is there a reason to it? Like, there's a really big drop, though.
The distributor decided to do something funny, so that's why.
I think people in the stock market will know that company is a bit interesting, lah. Right, the way they handle things. But anyway, that was my mistake. Cars. So today I totally buy Frankie's idea. Don't take 9 year loan. If you take 9 year loan, chances are you can't afford the car. Just go for at most 7 year loan, maximum, or either buy it with cash if you can.
Okay, actually, this is the question that I have as a 20-year-old when I go visit cars with my brother, because my brother was thinking to change from an old City to a new City. So I was looking at the price sheet, right? Then I was thinking, why not just straight away take the longest loan, because you pay the lowest. But I keep hearing you say you take max 7 years, but there's an option to take 9 years. Why not we take 9 years? And pay like maybe 900 per month.
Okay, so there's different theories, lah. I think after I share, you can share, right? It depends on number one, what's the interest? Because firstly, you want to know what car loan is the car company of the bank is offering you. Is it a variable rate loan or is it a fixed rate loan? So if it's a fixed rate loan, means it's flat. Flat means as you pay, you are still paying the interest based on the initial amount you borrow, not the balance of your loan. So imagine, this year I borrow 100K, next year I pay off, let's say 20K. 20K. I still owe you 80. But my interest, if it's flat, is calculated at 100K punya 2%. not 80% to 2%.
Okay, okay.
Now, so the effective interest rate is actually higher.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So the effective is actually double. So if let's say the bank offer you a flat rate of 2%, effective is 4%. So it depends on the interest. So if let's say they offer you a car loan at 0.8%, I would take 9 years. Fair. Mm. Because double it up is only 1.62. Right? It's still doable, but I need to calculate first only. I really know, but doable. That's number one. Now, however, if you're talking about 4%, double it up is 8%, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
8% then, a bit high. Now, then the second thing is, car as a depreciating asset, when you pay a loan, usually your first few years, you're paying interest. You're not paying principal, you know. Mm-hmm. So, let's say your car is 100K. Now, maybe every month you pay 2K. Assuming you pay 2K, lah. Yeah. Right? After 12 months, it's 24K, ma. You owe the bank how much? Is it 80,000? No. You probably still owe the bank 90,000+. Mm-hmm. Because the first amount that goes out, the first 2K, 80 to 90% of it is used to pay the interest up front. Mm. Yeah. So let's say you want to sell after second year, right? Car depreciate by 20%, right? You need to pay, you can sell the car at 80K, but you owe the bank 90K. Then, how? When you sell the car, you have to pay another 10K to the bank to cover the loan. Mm-hmm. So when I sold my BMW, I had to pay about 5K to cover the loan that time. Mm. So it's a... Yeah.
Okay, so to answer your question, why not take seven... why don't take 9 years when you have 7 years, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because the monthly installment is lower, man.
Yeah.
So the benefit of taking a longer loan, there's only one benefit, is that it will help to ease your cash flow because you don't have to fork out so much money every single month.
Yeah.
But aggregately, right, when you calculate all your interest payment together, the longer the loan, no matter whether it is a fixed rate or is it a variable or whatnot, right, your total investment payment is much more if the tenor of the loan is longer.
Yes.
That's the general basic.
So I'm paying more interest.
You're paying more interest.
It's longer.
Yes. In a 9 year loan compared to a 7 year.
Yep.
I mean, if you think about it, right, if you were to lend me money for 7 years, the risk is lower than you lend to me for 9 years, man. Hmm. So you definitely want to get more back for a 9 year loan, right? Yeah. So that will be imputed into the loan calculation already.
Mm. That's right.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is there an option where I take, let's say, 7 years, then let's say my career started moving up, then I just pay more so I can pay in less years?
So unfortunately, car loan don't have that option usually. So unfortunately, usually car loan, they'll just take it as advance payment. Means you pay now, you are paying for next month. Mm. They won't minus your principal, not like a house, right? So that's why that is the part that is not worth for a car. However, if you're buying a luxurious car, different story. Okay, like BMW when I bought, I didn't take bank loan. I take BMW financing. So when you take back the company financing, is a different story. So cycle and carriage, Hapsing, all these, they have their, like all these branded, big brands, they have their own internal financing where they allow you to do that. Where the interest rate is based on because what they want is business people buy anima.
Yeah.
So then business people sometimes will just buy, take a loan because they don't want to get tax when you, because if you buy the car, cash, LHDN will fine you. So then what happened is they take a loan and then within 3 years, 4 years, they just settle it with cash. So there is like that also.
Yeah.
Understand.
So that's the car part.
I hope most of the 20-year-old people smarter than me one can understand.
What's your car loan? 9 years?
No, I take my mom's car.
Then you are the smartest lady. Yeah, okay lah. At least the car is in good condition.
Yeah.
You can still use. Yeah. So next week you're not going to tell us you want to change to a city or something like that, right?
No.
Yeah.
Although maybe got salary, then you want to upgrade yourself, right?
But the car still drivable, yeah.
So when will you consider changing your car?
For me, currently, I think until the car broke down like that, like literally like engine spoil, then I'll just consider to change.
Oh.
Because I think because my career doesn't require me to have a certain car brands to
impress, you know, people.
To impress people.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm not like insurance agents.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Because it's a necessity, I would say, for insurance agents.
As long as can get you from point A to point B.
Yeah. These days, some people also tell us, hey, you own a business, takkan you want to drive like that? I don't care, man. Mm. You go watch my YouTube channel. Yeah.
It's a good plug.
Yeah. That's true. Okay. So I'll share another mistake that I made, right? I spend a lot drinking.
Really?
I spend a lot drinking, bro.
Drinking beer?
I thought alcohol. I would spend more on drinking than you.
No, you claim company on all your drinks.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
No, but I also spend my own money on drinks also, but just...
No, when you spend the time, not that much. The big bills is is all your company bills, when you drink with your clients, everything. True. But I different. I had to pay my own drinking bills to yingqiu, you know, to socialize and everything.
Your customers.
I remember at my peak, I spent close to 3,000 ringgit. Like,
one night.
I tried 3,000 a week drinking.
Tried as in that means you actually
For more. Like probably about like two, three weeks, I spent about 3,000 a week drinking. Then so it's like about 10K drinking. Then like I tried for that. After subsequently it became about like maybe 2 to 3K drinking.
But you drink because of business, ma, right?
Actually, so not really, lah. I think it's an excuse, lah. If you ask me.
Okay.
Today, if you ask me, it's an excuse, lah. Okay.
Because if you drink 10,000 and you get business, then that's a different story. That is just cost of doing the business only, man.
I think those are excuses, lah. Yeah.
So
okay.
You actually enjoy the drinking.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did enjoy. Today I rarely drink, but I still drink, but not that. You know, regular, yeah. But at one point, I spent about like, 3,000 ringgit per month quite regularly just on drinking. Because when we go out with friends, everything, one big group, and you know, guy being guy, right? You also don't, 100 ringgit, 100 ringgit, I pay the bill, that's all. Somebody drive a BMW, right?
Yeah.
Then like, your friend keep asking, it's not like you got no money, so, yeah.
Pay first, oh.
Then pay first, you don't collect, then don't collect a deal. Then your friend buy next round, you buy one round, they buy another round, Yeah, so, spent a lot on drinking, yeah. So, yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah. I actually spent a lot, you know, on gaming also last time.
How much?
Online games, right?
Online games like buying battle pass or whatever. And also, last time they have Dota 2, they have gambling kind of things. Right? And that time
gambling on Dota.
Yeah, it was very new. It was newly launched. So let's say the game would drop some items for you, right? Then you can get the items and just gambling on the side, and the items actually worth value. So that's the early days of the Dota 2 competition. And they do it, and the money is actually quite a lot. Like some items worth up to $200.
Whoa, my god!
Last time,
okay.
Oh, so how much you spend on like gaming that time?
I think right now, if total, until right now, I would say around 1K like that.
One K a month.
No, just the total amount. Yeah.
Oh, you're very good, lah.
Good.
Oh, you're very good.
1K is a lot already.
Good as spending.
Well, like no, very well controlled.
Very well controlled. 1K is quite a lot already.
You see, his one, he don't make mistake, but one mistake, big one.
Yeah.
Mine is a lot of mistake.
A lot of mistake, but all adds up also become very big.
Yeah. So I think mine, no need add up, also quite big, actually. Yeah, I think those days.
But the money now I reflect it back, is actually also quite dumb. Because it was a very new thing. So me and my friends just trying to if you buy this 50 ringgit item, then you bet correct the competition, like let's say this team A will win, right? Oh, then you get 150 back. That is the first time exposure to risk and reward like that.
Right.
Wow, you can 3x so fast in 5 minutes, you know. So
right.
At the time, it was this rush of adrenaline, I would say.
Right.
So after lost a little bit, then like, I better need to control my ego and my greed a little bit.
Oh, so, very good. Yeah. Learn very fast.
So you deleted Dota on your computer?
Yeah, I
was it really?
I lost money already. Okay. Then I just quit Dota. Then I play Apex Legends. Then I just spend the money there and buy Battle Pass.
Oh, yeah, for your own entertainment, already la, yeah, not for right. gambling. Right.
And they are not that expensive. La. Yeah.
Wow, very interesting, are you? Oh, very, you both are very similar profile.
Mm, similar profile.
Maybe same, when same he invests, he's going to do crazy correct, stuff. Correct.
Don't know yet, don't know yet.
Yeah, don't know yet.
But better not,
guy,
better
but
not.
This guy is exploring already.
Yeah.
Hey, how to do this?
Yeah. Hey, he's an experienced crypto investor, okay? Don't play.
Yeah, it's kind of the same feeling when I'm buying the Dota bets a little bit. But at least this one is, I have the whole world behind me.
Right.
Whole world behind you.
Okay, let me share another mistake that I make. I think since I'm the one with the most mistake, then it's going to be me leading the mistake topic, and then you all will chip in a little bit of small mistakes that you all make, right? One more mistake that I don't really consider a mistake, but I think, okay lah, fair enough lah, huh? Financially, it is the perspective of it. I travel quite a lot, right? Now, so whatever I have left, I will travel. Every year, I will travel to an overseas country because I win the awards. I do well, they get the incentive trip. So then I'll extend my stay for another 3 weeks, 2 weeks, whatever. Not that I spend the money there. Then I'll bring a partner along sometimes, you know, and stuff like that. Then I'll also go for a local trip. Not local, but as in local as in regional, lah, Asia country or something like that. Lah. Go Hong Kong, ke, whatever not, lah. Japan, ke, whatever not. Yeah, the way you pay yourself. Lah. Yeah. So now, the trip, I wouldn't say is a mistake because I think trips are fantastic. It opens your eye to the world, exposure and all. But I think the mistake is I don't keep savings because of that. Yeah, I'm very comfortable to have no savings. Now, why is it so, right? I was having a conversation with my colleague in the car as well just now, right? About comfort, right? So she tell me I must say this, so I insert it in right now. I think, you know, our lives, we get very comfortable with certain things, even though it is things that are not good. Give you an example. If you grew up in an environment where your father and mother quarrels all the time, quarreling becomes a very normal thing for you. So if you grow up and you quarrel with your spouse, it's also very normal. It doesn't feel good, but it's very normal because you're used to it. Now, in my family, having no money is a common thing. We are very used to the stress of having no money next month. Yeah. So for me to have no savings, I'm perfectly comfortable. And why is it so? It's because to a certain extent, let's say when you are at, you're earning 4,000 ringgit, where you can save 400 ringgit, right? You don't feel it's life-changing, true or not? 400 ringgit like that. It's more entertaining if tomorrow I go out and have a drink with my friend, right? I feel like it changes my life to have that drink with my friend because at least I had a good night, right? Yeah, better than that 400 ringgit in my bank. That's how you think, right? Now, then by the time you're earning 10K, 2K doesn't change your life as well, especially when your expenses are quite high. Yeah, so you will, it's kind of like investment there, it's the same idea, right? You become greedy and you're so used to not having that as part of your, not having a saving, and you know you can make money, you're very comfortable with just chasing that wheel, that paycheck to paycheck. And especially when you are doing your own business in sales, you kind of can control how much you make.
That's true.
In the next near future. So you become even more comfortable with low level of savings. Yeah. So there are days that I can just go, okay, at the end of this month, I have zero, right? Because next month, I think I got 20K come in already, you know. And if I control it well, I can have 10K straight away.
But when you say you have no savings, right, do you have other forms of financial support? Or that 10K, 20K is your total amount and then you will spend it everything away.
Yeah.
So you don't have any other forms of support?
Except like investments in properties and all.
Okay, but those are illiquid. You can
illiquid, no liquid saving. Okay. No liquid cash.
Okay.
Do you feel a little bit like in having no savings, right, it kind of motivates you to make money in the future? Like it's a drive thing for you?
Yes. So as someone who's very used to that, it also became a drive for me to just make money for next month. Yeah. I also did some good moves in terms of like I invested in properties and everything all. I kind of secured the 30 years down the road, just not the next month.
Cash flow issue. You got cash flow issue.
That's right. Because I'm very comfortable with having low cash flow. So I also realized that like if you think about it, right, many of the lower income community or people who are struggling, or people in cash flow, generally is you're very comfortable with it. You're okay with. Last month also I'm struggling with financial debt, right? So this month I struggle again, like it's just another month. Yeah, I feel sad lah, I feel very stressed lah, but you're used to your stress. So,
but if you have known the power of compounding interest, then maybe we'll...
No use one.
Why not?
I calculate for people also.
Okay, so the power of compounding interest is that the first few years, it takes very long because you need to build the base. But once you have the base, it gets shorter and shorter and shorter for you to achieve.
Okay, so the mindset, if let's say you never had this,
right,
is that money is not significant because I can only set aside a small amount. Yeah, so at the end of the year, you only see 5,000. At the end of the day, you see 10,000. So I rather take the money. Once I got the money, I straight away buy a house. You get what I'm saying? Okay. Yeah, so I've never seen it. The only compounding is there. Now, when do I really see it? That is after Mr. Money. Yeah, after Mr. Money, I learned my lesson already. So kind of Mr. Money is kind of like a compilation of all my mistakes, right? Of what should be done, right? And then I just practice it and then I share it. Yeah lah, now you ask me not to have certain amount, I
cannot.
I think the way you manage a company also the same lah, right? Yeah, I become very cash flow is key for me now. Yeah, that's because also after certain years, I'm also comfortable with having that safety net.
So the motivation for you to escape the feeling of having not having savings to so that I can earn money in next month, that kind of feeling is that you wanted to have a safety net. Is that the main drive for you?
Yes, because I got kids anymore. I start to have a family and everything. And that time when I wanted to leave my career, I start realizing having cash flow is very important. At the moment you try to leave, you have no option. You either get stuck and continue or either you mati. So that moment, it made me learn that when you have no savings, you have no option. You are really, really stuck. When you really don't like what you do, there's no way to get out. So my point of the mistake here is this. It's not comfortable or anything. Those are not hard to... It's the idea that the little bit of money doesn't matter because if I save 300 a month, it's not going to change my life. That is a very, very, very wrong thing. Even if you save $10, $100, just make it a habit of it. Because like you say, right? You're right. Haven't tried. You don't know compounding yet. Because if you compound 400, by the end of the year, you see 5,000 in your account. And if you're still earning, let's say 3,000 plus, you start seeing it. And that's when, right? Because coming from back then, literally if I earn 3K plus, I can only save 200-300. But I know that today there are a lot of people right now out there, if you earn 3,000, you can save half an because your family don't need you to pay for anything, right? And that compounding become very powerful. And the time when I look at you, it was like that actually. Because remember when our conversation talked about savings? End of the year, you save half of your salary and I still remember. Then I will go back and tell my mother or anyone, you think I'm so lucky. I can only save, even at the end of the year, I only got 4,000 ringgit. It's not going to change my life. They're all different, you know. They save, they can have 10K by the end of the year. But that's how I felt. So I don't know if anyone out there feels the same, right? You can write one in the comment if you do. But that was me, and I think that is the worst mistake. So if you are like me, please don't do that.
So just to share from the mathematic perspective, right? If you can find something that can give you 10% return, it takes 7 years, the first 7 years for you to double the money. But after the 7 year, right, it only takes 4 years to continue to double the money. And after that, it's 2 years. And after that, it's 1 year.
That's right.
So that is the power of compounding. So if you have done the 400 over the years, until now you're 37 years old, that 400 would have given you quite a big amount of money.
Yeah. That is true.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I also got asked myself this question. If I've never done all this, would that have been me?
So that's the personality side.
That's the personality side, right?
So I also have that story also. The personal side of the story. So when I was studying, right, the UK interest rate was very high. 7% interest.
Oh, yeah, that was smart, this guy.
Yeah. So I got two ways out. I either go and do part-time and support myself, or I take advantage of the 7%. So I accounting and finance, ma. So I count already, right? Then I call my father. I say, hey, UK interest rate 7%. Malaysia 3% only. And then you see the pound, right, is so strong, right? I think what you can do, right, is to give me all the education money that you save for me for the next 3 years. I put it in the UK. Then you don't need to worry about my expenses already. And true enough, my entire university life, I was living on the 7% interest. So the point I want to make is that because of that, I didn't need to go out and do part-time jobs and do these kind of things, right? So part of my life, I missed out that opportunity to have that kind of experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is where, right, when he told me that story, which leads to what I would say is also a mistake.
Yes, it is a mistake.
Not your mistake, it's my mistake.
It is also my mistake. I should have
tried. Why do you say that is a mistake for you?
It's something that when a lot of people come out and share stories, then I got no stories. Because my stories will be, I just look at the screen and see the money.
Too good life.
No.
So never need to suffer this.
But now think back, it could have been fun to at least go out and try something.
But actually that's true. Right? You think about it, it's your perspective.
It's a mistake. It's not a
It's an experience mistake that you didn't have that.
Correct.
So it's not, in a way, people can say that it's not rich. Yeah, but here's where I think he did a very good thing, right? Because a lot of my friends who actually are like that, some of them didn't turn out very well. Yeah, because they didn't appreciate what was given to them. But this guy is actually very to the line. He doesn't do any funky stuff. He still live like a normal guy, you know?
Very smart. When I was in uni, I was looking at Langley and things.
Look at number. Yeah. No
because
girlfriend.
That's my
uni
homework
days.
Also my part of my homework, right? My homework is to make sure the number makes sense.
So, I'll share with you my part that I think is a mistake that people in their 20s, right, that you're making, right? It's more about mindset, right? Do you know when the first time you told me this story, right? Even until today, the first thought that came in my mind, very often is this thought. You rich, ma? that'll be the first thing that comes into my mind. You rich, ma? Yeah. Which is a very, very bad mindset. Yeah. Now, that is a mindset that goes with not taking responsibility and not giving credit where it's supposed to be, and you have a wrong perspective of money. Yeah. What do I mean by that, right? You see, number one, when I just say you are rich, ma, I'm discounting the fact that you could have taken the money out and then use it yourself.
Yes.
Yeah, but you had the discipline not to. But this is the part that I don't talk about, right? In my mind, it's just you are rich, ma. Yeah. So I'm not... Do you notice the way that I think when I say that word only, I'm not acknowledging any responsibility? It's just you are rich, ma. That's number one.
Correct.
The truth is, maybe if I'm in a situation, I would just take out the money and use it. Number two, the fact that you have the money is because your family is also damn disciplined with money. Yeah. So it accumulated. Your family made good decisions that allowed yourself to be there, right?
And you remember my first story, the dictionary story?
That's right.
I will never waste the money away.
That's right. Yeah. And your dad actually exited his business at the peak, in a sense, right? Yeah, because he knew move ahead, there's going to be challenges. Instead of evolving, let's just walk off, right? Correct. Yeah, and that was a good decision that our dad made, right? And in my case here, when I'm thinking about it, right, it is this idea that if, let's say, you're not as good as other people in their background, you tend to give excuses. Yeah, you just give excuses. Like, my excuse of not saving 400 ringgit is what? Frankie can save because it's significant. For me, 400 won't help me to be rich. Even if I save 10 years, right? What will happen is, yes, I may have 400,000 in my bank account. But 10 years later, right? Frankie will have 2 million in his bank account. I'll never ever match that. So the only way is, I need to figure out a way to get better. Now, I'm very lucky. I think I thank God that the risk that I took paid off until today. We built a business and everything all. But it could have turned the other way around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dangerous thoughts, but
yeah. You think about it, right?
Yes.
Yeah. But without that, and I also wouldn't have taken this kind of risk, I wouldn't have started this. So there's that double-edged sword that you need to find that balance, right? And so the mistake as a young person in your 20s that you need to make is you go into one of these extremes. Mm. The idea is that you need to be exposed to both and then ultimately come into the middle. Mm. Like for you, you came from the other side and then now you're much more in the middle. I also came from the other side. And then
now we are all much
Yeah, because we are on the same boat, right? Correct. So always we sit down, we talk about risk. Mm. You will look at this side, I'll look at this side, and then we both will come down to it. So I would say that the mistake there is the faster you adjust it back, the better for you. Yeah. So even the same, right? Like let's say you think about it, are you going to stay here long or are you going to quit, right? I'm very open, right? Like we are very open with our staff, right? We always say that I'm sure that you're not going to work with me for the rest of your life. Yeah. So you also need to figure out, are you going to stay here for how long? If you stay here, what's the number that you want to look at? Then you need to work backwards and ask yourself, okay, if I say next year, by the end of this year, I'm going to ask for 5K. You ask yourself, what are you going to do to justify that? If you go too extreme, what will happen is, I would think that you're very greedy. Does it make sense? Sorry. Yeah, and you're not being realistic. That will tell me something about you. But if you don't ask for it, it's not good for you. So you need to find that risk and that non-risk side, right? So these two ends, you have to figure out how to balance.
I think like 20-year-old people, right? They're like back to the, like why normally 20s people, they make bad financial decisions because they don't have targets and also they don't have priorities. Like let's say the 300, right now, if you ask me to save 300, in whatever things, I also think that how can a 300 can help me? I might as well just go to clubs and
that's right.
Right? Mm. But if I have priorities, like let's say I have kids already, that 300 can pay for my kids' tuition.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm. So it comes with I feel the financial literacy comes with priorities.
Comes with a goal, right? Yeah, when you got a goal, it's easier goal. To save.
Yeah. So. I have, let's say I want my kids to go to piano class and I need to make like 10K per year. And that sets a pressure and also a target for me. So that means, or in career-wise, I need to make extra 1K right now. So I feel in 20s, because you don't have much commitments. So 20s people, they like me, I don't know, like, should I, like, even that 1K increase, what can I do with it? I don't have kids, man.
Okay, wait till you figure that out. Only ask for the increase, okay? We can keep it low now.
We can wait,
bro. Take our time to figure it out. Okay, yeah, we'll give you the extra 1K. Next year, no need lah. Your life statement. But you are very wise.
Yeah,
very wise.
Maybe I should have kids now so I can get my priorities straight.
Oh, your girlfriend watching her. Oh, this guy, wait. Maybe later you pull out a ring and propose. But that's very true. This comes down to the thing that I think, in my opinion, for tonight, if there's any takeaway, I think all of those things that we say, but what he says is very true. Remember the day we were in a recording, right? Someone talked about saving on matcha latte and stuff like that, right? So the question that I asked the person is that if you get to save this 400 ringgit every month instead of buying coffee, end of the year you get 4,008, what are you going to do with the 4,008? The person couldn't answer. Mm. Yeah. So if you have no goal, you wouldn't want to save up. But if you're very certain what you want to do with the money, you would sacrifice, right?
Because at that point in time, the person knows what I want is matcha latte. So
that's right.
The fellow will just go and buy it.
That's right. I think for me, that goal, to say that I didn't have a goal, not true, but I think in my 20s, my number one goal was to be as valuable as possible in terms of the ability to do business and to learn as much as I can in terms of business and network. So I was very willing to just spend. Yeah. Then by the time in my 30s, I think family came by, I became more like, okay, now, it cannot but just be that. It has to be security as well. Yeah, and financial stability.
Yeah.
So for yourself, is there any goals that matters to you that make you do what you do?
The goal sounds very silly, lah. I don't like to see number zero. So even if it is 10 ringgit, right, I will just put it there so that it is not zero. So that is my principle of why I start saving. So I think if today, if let's say I'm just earning a minimum wage kind of salary, 1,800, 2,000 ringgit, right? I will still somehow find ways to make sure that at least there's some number in the bank. But I wouldn't call that saving. I just want to have the comfort that there is some numbers in my bank account. So that's how I see it. And then from there, then slowly build it up.
So it can be 0.2545 cents.
If it goes down to that, then unfortunately, right?
At least you're on comfort, right?
Yeah. Oh, at least you got money there.
Is there any other goals that made you like say take this risk? Okay, like for me, everyone knows the risky side already after all the mistake that I made, right? I want to be great in terms of business and whatnot. I guess that all leads down to driving this business and everything all.
Yep.
But the side of me that making more safe is the fact that having family and I need stability for my kids and my wife. But for you turning from the other way around to taking a risk, what's that goal that made you decided to?
I wouldn't say that I was very safe and then I started to take risks, right? It is just... how do I put it? A family is definitely one because only two people is working in a family and now we need to feed four people, right? So these two people need to work double in order to feed the four. So because of that, definitely you need to take more risk in order to get more return. So not just me taking more risk, my wife is also taking more risk as well. From there, again, it's just that discipline. Discipline is very important because it's not just self-discipline these days. It's also discipline not to spoil the kids for all the things that they want. Because if you just pamper the kids, right, your expenses will also blow up. Right? So you need to tell yourself, yeah, well, I would like to buy this toy for the kids, but yeah, you need to tell them that no. Right? Because this money is saved up for a different purpose.
Oh, nice. What about yourself? Any goals that kept you so... I thought you're going to make a lot of financial mistakes, but the fact that you come up here and after the things that you stay, it looks like you're actually quite steady. So is there any reason that you're so wise with your money as well?
I think I'm still not that wise. I'm still not that wise, but...
wiser than me at that age.
I think it's because... I think this kind of reason it drives comes a lot of personal reasons. For me is I don't like the feeling of like people can have that stuff and I cannot have it. I don't like that feeling. I feel that when I want something I would like I feel I can afford it. I don't want to
financial have freedom. You want the freedom to get whatever you want.
Yeah, like I don't want, I feel like oh these cool people gang, right? Then I cannot join them. I don't like that feeling since I was very young.
Right.
Yeah, so I have a lot of friends that last time they can spend lavishly. So I feel like I cannot do that. So last time like that's why I feel I'm a little bit sensitive to money in a way. But I still spend money on games yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You really love games.
But wouldn't that like you see your friend have it, then you also want to have it, then that make you spend more. But you terbalik or you cannot tahan they have it. You don't like their feeling, so you don't spend. Like a bit terbalik, right?
Because I feel like the reason why they can buy games because they have money.
That's
the resources. So the main thing is
well, damn logical, man. You
I want to buy the game, so I need to get money. So I just get money first, then I just can buy.
Well, damn logical, man. Damn logical. Now I know me and both of them are different creature. You guys are born with a certain amount of logic in your brain that made you all quite smart in dealing with money. Yeah. I on the other hand, not very logical.
No lah, it's just different.
but I think it's just different kind of human being, right? Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, like I say, I mean, the fact that today I'm doing well is also because I took those risks. Mm. It's like that. Mm. Yeah. But I guess life is, you need to have many friends so you can learn from each other.
Mm.
Like probably he's learning from me to take risks. I'm learning from him to not take so much of risks.
Balance.
Yeah.
And also I feel like life is made up by mistakes also. So I feel like this episode giving like sharing the mistakes is a really good session like to remind everyone You know, life is made up by mistakes.
Well, Patrick, no bad.
Very philosophical. Yeah.
Patrick, like, whatever you say, right, I'm thinking of myself, right? Wow, is he just saying it, or is he trying to, like, get a pay raise or something like that later? But good one. Yeah, very good. Yeah. So, thank you very much, everyone, for watching this episode today. I think we are just going to open up, like, 10 minutes or 5 minutes for questions, if there's any. If you have any question about buying house girl or whatnot, or whatever mistakes, just share with us. But while we are waiting for it, I think one thing we can talk about, what do you think is one good decision that you made? One good money decision you made? Let's end it with something good, right? Mm. What's one good money decision you made, Frankie?
Actually, it's...
Getting married.
No. It's my car.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm. My car is 10 years old. I'm still driving it today. Although the car is not under my name. Right? Okay. But so... So I know the finance of cars. Just now, we briefly discussed about it. You know, the loan side of things, the depreciation, blah, 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 blah. But ultimately, because we live in Malaysia, transport system is not so good. So we need a car, right? So while we were doing car shopping, we actually looked a full range from very, very expensive, from the Merc, BMs, all the way down to my V. And we finally settled down in the Honda that I bought. So the logic here is that because the enjoyment you get from cars, if you truly ask yourself, right, it's only on the day that you go and collect the new car.
Yep.
Once the car touches the road, right, it's just another car. So do I really want to spend that much of money just for that one day of enjoyment? Or is it really just something for me to move around? So at the end of the day, then we decided that, okay, we are going to go with this brand. And then our objective is to drive all the way until this car breaks down. Then only we change.
Right.
So I think that's my best wow. money decision so far.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. For me, it would be trying out different investment. Mm. I think I was quite open to just try property investment. Although property became my biggest portfolio in my 20s, just like you, mm-hmm. right? I also tried out stock and everything else. I was just pretty much open because I did have a lot of savings, right? Mm. So that money that doesn't really matter, I felt like it's either I lose 1,000 ringgit or either I make it into 10,000, right? Mm. Then 1,000 ringgit anyway, I drink already. That's how I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that gave me that courage today to like, just give it a try. Mm. Like, now I become more calculated about my risk. That time also is kind of like calculated with a very, very small amount. Mm. So that kind of trained me in terms of being open to opportunities and everything. And that gave me that ability to observe opportunities and take advantage along the way. Mm. Yeah, so today, as I grow older, then I'm reaping the benefits of it. Yeah. So I would say that my wealth actually caught up only these few years. Yeah. So it's more about the numbers. The return numbers are bigger. But I don't think this is normal. So please don't follow me. Yeah, this is more of a...
Risky.
Yeah, risky, right? And then I ran a business, yeah. Right?
But now, nonetheless, I think in your 20s, you should make a lot of mistakes.
Yeah.
And then from there, you will sort of pace your life accordingly.
And guess what? Apparently, there's quite some questions. I didn't expect people have questions about this. Mm. Yeah. So
I saw someone say the Arcana have value. Okay lah, sorry lah. Hey, I trigger Dota 2. sorry.
Okay. Yeah. So quick question before you end. Car loan 9 years but pay extra 150 a month. Good or not to just let it go for 5 years? This totally depends on the structure of your loan.
Mm.
Right? There's someone who asked, if I got 9 years loan and I regret it now, what should I do? Okay, the answer is very simple, right? If you can't pay it within 5 years, like pay in full, you can't do it within 5 years, honestly, don't bother. Just let go. It's, you have to call the bank, ask them to do a calculation. How much do you actually save if you settle it early?
Mm.
Yeah, if you, like you just have to talk to the bank. Yeah, because I don't think car loan is flexi loan where you can pay extra.
Usually quite fixed.
Usually it's quite fixed. Yeah, so speak to your bank for that one. There's a
Oh, this one is interesting. Would it be a mistake to not pursue education and work my way up in corporate scene?
Oh, that's a... Depend what education you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you talking about like degree or you're talking about masters?
Probably is... hard to say, right?
Yeah.
Maybe recognizing the ending, like the target there already, then just know what decision to take.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think let's before say let's say I want to be a doctor, takkan I cannot get a degree.
That's true. So if you're a doctor, then no such thing.
Yeah. But he's talking about corporate, so also depends on what.
Maybe corporate doctor?
Yeah. Maybe you should work backwards a little bit. Like,
what you want to be, and then from there, what qualification you need, and then you see whether you need education or you can work your way.
Yes. I think it depends on the industry.
Mm.
Yeah, that's my thought. If let's say you plan to build your industry via sales, like let's say you're an engineer and then you're going to do engineering sales, you don't really need a master's or PhD. Really.
Mm.
Yeah. So you need a master or PhD if you plan to move up into very technical fields, then you need a PhD.
Mm.
But if let's say you want a master's, the only reason is because you think that you need it for management purposes. So for example, you want to get an MBA, right? So because you think that in the particular company you in, if you have an MBA, it's a higher chance of you getting recruited or getting paid better. But I think these days, MBA is not as valuable as last time already. Yeah. Today, if let's say you come up with an MBA of like relatively unknown university and you put someone else who has an experience in managing and leading a team, chances are the experience will win. But if you're talking about MBA with Stanford or Harvard, okay, la, fair. You're going to put up a very, very strong fight. So that's my personal opinion. Yeah. Now, there's another one more question here. Is it too young to buy a property at the age of 25? In my opinion, I don't think it's too young.
The legal age to buy property, I think, is 21.
But I don't think it's too young.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's too young, but I don't think there's a question about too young or too old to buy property. Mm-hmm. I think the question is that, are you sure you want to buy a property and for what?
Yeah, for what purpose?
That'll be more important. Yeah. Because if not, you got the right purpose, right? Even if you're 16, you can buy then. Go ahead, bro.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, don't forget, Warren Buffett bought a farm then when he was in his teens.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah. I mean, his father was rich, let's put it that way. You see, that's where it comes out, right? But true.
Go and buy a property for the sake of buying a property. Chances are you'll end up buying some very bad location, very run-down property, and then you get stuck in there, right? And don't forget that property is an illiquid asset. So it takes a very long time, let's say if you want to sell it off. So those are some of the risks that you need to consider. So,
okay. Ooh, wow, a lot of questions, right? Wow, not bad, huh? Looks like this topic is something that our audience like. Yeah. Okay. Can we retire in KL for 10K a month without mortgage or kids? Obviously can. Yeah, depends on what your lifestyle is all that, right? Yeah, okay, this one. I'm 20, would like to hear your advice. I didn't go to uni due to financial reason because of COVID. I'm offered a corporate job offering 3K allowance, 3K plus allowance after probation. Yeah. The question will be, what means should you or should you not, is it?
Is his question like, should he continue...
take the job or what?
Continue pursue education or just continue working, I will
assume. Would it be a mistake not to pursue education and work my up way? Oh, that's the earlier part of his question. So it's degree lah. Mm. Now it's more specific already. Yeah, it's not masters.
I think
what will you do?
I would think about what's the next step for the job line first. Like let's say the next job line, right, it requires masters, then confirm I need to take. And also if I need to study masters, I need money also. So I might as well just continue working first. Yeah.
Okay, let me share my experience, right? when you go for a job interview, especially when you are 18, 19, 20, 21 years old, right? Because you got no life experience, you got no corporate experience, you got no working experience because you are young, man. So the only thing that the employer will benchmark you against is to your academic qualification. That's the only thing for them to measure and see potentially you can do well or not. But if let's say for this real guy, right, you are being offered a corporate job already. So meaning to say you are being taken in already. So that part is already settled. From there on, it's all about how you grow your career. It's your career development for you to make the next move in order to grow further. So at this point, I don't think education is too much of a problem anymore. It's more about experience and how you grow from there. Lo.
Yeah. I mean, put it this way, we know someone is about 20 plus and getting offered a 5-figure salary, right?
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, because of working experience. It really comes out to industry again. I mean, honestly, if you're in the media industry, chances are you don't need. Yeah. But if you're not in the media industry, depending on what industry you're in, you may need. But I think you can always pursue a degree on the side when you have the time to. Yeah. So, but I do have to say that if your field requires some sort of higher level thinking in terms of technical stuff, it's best to take it along the way because the syllabus of university teaches you how to think. Yeah. So unless you're very self-reflective and you end up knowing how to think and you're a very fast learner, the syllabus does help a bit if it's a good syllabus. Yeah. So that's the part there. If you ask me, I will make sure my kids go to uni. If can. If not, take a diploma, right? Go in, right? Take professional papers. Like for example, you may not need a university degree, but if let's say accounting, you can take a CCA straight away. Or you can go for a CPA. Mm. Or like if let's say you are in the IT sector, you know, go for certain coding programs, you know, that kind of stuff, right? Yeah, like coders today, they don't even look at a degree. They just sit down, ask you to do a case. Code for me, this something in 5 minutes. Like. Yeah, editor also, I don't really care about a degree.
Yeah,
I don't even know what uni you graduated from until just now, actually.
It's the output lah.
It's the output lah. You can edit first, only talk lah. Cannot edit, no use. Yeah. Is it too late to start investing at the age of 27? What do you think?
Of course no. This is, of course no.
Of course no, huh? Yeah. I don't think it's too late. Yeah, I think you can start anytime. Yeah.
I think the KFC guy started his business when he was in 60, something like that.
Something like that. The Colonel.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Spend a lot of time at war, of course. Is there anything else? Oh, last question. I have one more question from Real. Is part-time degree a waste of time as it's 4 years for a diploma, but there is flexibility? Oh, means you didn't even get a diploma. Okay, I would suggest you to at least get a diploma. Yes. Diploma at least. Yeah. My personal opinion, if financial is not an issue, ideally is you just work hard lah. Just do part-time, study a diploma lah. Yeah. At least now you got a job and then you got diploma. It looks very good in your CV. Because imagine, right, when you go for your next job interview, right, your boss asks you when you get to, as I was working, I studied at night.
Yeah.
Cool. Your boss will know that you're full of tenacity, this one. Can tahan lazap. Can pursue a degree when working, not easy. So that shows your character. So that 4 years will pay off very well. Yeah. And then especially if that 4 years you also show core curriculum activity. It's impossible. La.
Sleep.
I think some of the jobs, they also like when you jump, right, then they see your qualification or you didn't even get diploma. So there's a, like if you get diploma, you can get like, let's say 2K more.
That's right.
But you didn't get,
that's right.
Get the diploma. So we cannot offer you that amount of money.
Yes, diploma is at least, I would say. Yeah. All right. So I guess no more question. Thank you very much for joining us in today's episode. Yeah, if you enjoyed this episode, do hit a like and subscribe button and share it with your friends. And if you're listening on Spotify, yeah, it's a Real Money Show. Or if you're listening to Apple Podcasts, it's under the same name as well, The Real Money Show. Do share it with your friends and feedback to us on our Instagram accounts. Let us know if you enjoyed this episode. Thank you very much. Have a good night.